We have the pleasure to be with us, Mr. Gabriel Greco. It's the first time for the Greek community, you know, the small Greek investors. They're very interested to hear about it. It's the owner of Quedential Capital Management. It's a specified hedge fund, you know, discovered a big scandal and, financial scandal in Folly. And we're very pleased to hear you direct from New York. How are you, Mr. Gabriel?
Everything good. Enjoying the summer.
Okay, I wish you all the best, and I realize it's a time of work, and I just I like to congratulate you because of the discovery of this financial scandal, because it's proved the truth in your report, and of course now it's suspension in this stock. What is your how you start to looking about this, because you hear a lot of stories right here. It is because of the hypothetical 400 million in cashiers, you know, they don't give any dividend many years, fully. It's a very small return of this, supposedly 400 million in cashiers. How you starting to look about this this case? It's very interesting to hear about you, about that.
Basically, the first time, I was familiar with the brand for a long time, in 2010, I actually was long for a short period of time stocks of Folly. I was attracted by the fast growth rate and the fact that most of their sales seem to be located in Asia. And at the time, mm-hmm. if you recall, it was the beginning of the Greek crisis. So pretty much every Greek stock was very, very cheap. Mm-hmm. We believe mm-hmm. that in the case of Folly, this was not justified since it was mostly a... it should have been considered more of an Asian retail play rather than a mm-hmm. Greek stock, because mm-hmm. allegedly all the sales or most of the sales were in Asia. So we bought mm-hmm. the stock, and actually out a few months afterwards, still in 2010, because there was something about a corporate structure which looked a bit strange for us. The way they were dividing the business and the division, so something looked a bit funny. And because of that, we decided to cash out and move somewhere else. And also, we believe that the Greek crisis was probably going to last a bit longer than expected, and therefore, it would have taken a long time for mm-hmm. the stock to recover and go back to a normal multiple. Then we never heard about Folly again for almost 7 years mm-hmm. until another fund manager suggested we take a look, because he noticed how the stock more the cash flow statements was telling you, you know, something that looks always very suspicious when you have very rapidly going earnings and revenue and negative free cash flows for a long time. And mm-hmm. at the same time, the accountant, first of all, the accountant that was following the stock was initially Baker Tilly, which is a second-tier or even third-tier accounting firm, was recently switched to Ecovis, which was a completely unknown auditor. And then we noticed that the all-important accounts in Asia were audited by Chung and Partners, which is actually a two-man shop in Hong Kong. And but what made us very suspicious was an article that appeared on the Financial Times in 2015, mm-hmm. where the Financial Times was actually bringing up as an issue the identity of the Chinese auditors, which didn't seem reputable enough for a company mm-hmm. Of that scale. And I remember Mr. Kusuritsa's answers that they were perfectly happy with these auditors, and they were better value for money, and they were also performing stock checks and other things. And to us, this did not make any sense. Mr. Koutsalisov had, at the time, I think, about 40% of the shares of Folly. Mm-hmm. And those shares were trading at 5x PE, which means that they were very cheap.
Very cheap, but without a reason, yeah.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons why they were cheap back then was because people were suspicious about this
mm-hmm. of course,
the auditing situations. there were rumors.
And you are correct, because a lot of investors, some of investors here in Greece, you know,
it didn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some of the small investors here in Greece, they never touch it because even if it's cheap, it never give any return like a dividend, you know, in a, like another companies, correct companies, they give a good dividend. We read for hypothetical about 400,000, 400 million dollars in cash desk, and they never give back any return in the stockholders. You know,
yeah,
some,
I mean, you know, not giving a dividend can sometimes be a sign of a company that's growing very fast and it's using all of its cash to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they're growing at 20% per year, then who cares about mm-hmm. the dividend, right? But in this case, put yourself in the Koutsouritsos family shoes, and let's say for a moment that the company is legitimate. The difference between paying a PwC and an auditor that nobody heard before, like Mr. Chung,
mm-hmm.
can maybe be $100,000 or $200,000 a year of difference. You could argue that by putting, say, PwC or EY or KPMG, one of the big four, this could have led mm-hmm. to a multiple from 5x PE, maybe to 12x PE, which is more reasonable, even for a great company.
Suspicious, this, of course.
Well, this would have created a market cap gain of more than $1 billion, and the family owning 40% of the shares means they would have made right away a personal gain of several hundred million dollars only by investing a few hundred thousand dollars of shareholders' money in a better auditor. So this didn't make any sense for us that would keep the situation like this. And then the other thing you need to ask yourself is that they said we're perfectly happy with this auditor. But the auditor is not the owners or the managers of the company that have to be happy with the auditor. It's the investors. And if the investors tell you that they're not happy with the auditor, you got to change. Finally, they said that they like this auditor because they also perform stock checks. Stock checks means that the auditors would go and check the warehouses of the individual shops to make sure that they correspond to the actual numbers. And to us, it sounds...
They don't even exist, some of the shops. Some of the shops don't even exist in London, in New York.
But even if they did exist, you tell me how a two-people team in Hong Kong can check 600-700 shops in Asia in 10 different countries, right? Mm-hmm. It means visiting them one by one, and this is completely... incredible. And then finally, we listened to the conference calls to the analysts, and they sounded very very non-transparent and very evasive when analysts had asked the tough questions. So
it's unbelievable. You know, it's unbelievable. I think even you're surprised about this. You know, I mean, so many in the cast, it don't even exist any cast desk, you know, from Asia. Maybe surprised even you.
No, it didn't surprise me. That's pretty much what I was expecting to find. It's usually in this kind of situation, the cash is the first thing that disappears. We did not stress this in the report, just because in the remote chance, first of all, we don't have any way to directly know beforehand whether the cash exists or not. We can only look for clues. And if we are wrong and we said, hey, there is no cash, then the management can immediately prove us wrong by publishing the accounts and publishing the bank statements. That's
of
why
course,
usually we don't
course,
write in the
course.
Report.
In this case, the stock returned back and everything okay. But it's nothing like that. I like to congratulate you. You know, it's a big discovery for us. It's a bad day, damage apple, like very nicely saying the report. But, you know, the Greek, the small Greek investors here, they have, you know, some complaints of the Greek authorities, you know, the stock market commission, because maybe in the correct reaction, like in America happened, you know, it's to suspend the stock right away, you know, even it don't do that. You send 25 days after just from your report, you know, they suspend it. And
well,
this has created big problems, you know.
I know that a lot of newspapers and a lot of people think of that, like saying, oh, you know, abroad, stocks get suspended right away. This is not always true, by the way. I can tell you right away 10 different similar situations abroad, including in the United States or in the U.K., where the company keeps trading. I don't think it is the duty of the regulators necessarily to suspend the shares right away. On the other hand, so in other words, I don't criticize them for being slow in the suspension. When they did suspend, it did make sense, right? Because essentially the company didn't...
To protect, you know, to protect a small investor, because if somebody,
you
know, have a
stock
in 30
right?
euro, go in 7 euro, for example, like, you know, go in one third, maybe it's a big opportunity. And a lot of small investors, they have a big destroy of this situation, you know. That's why it's the complaints.
Well, I mean, the stock market is a, should be a level playing field. So even if you leave the stock open, everybody is free to buy or sell it. The information mm-hmm. was out there. The report was readily available on my website. So everybody could read it and make up their minds and decide whether they mm-hmm. want to sell or to buy.
Mm-hmm. Of course, of course,
suspend,
of course.
If you suspend it right away, then investors, mm-hmm. you know, okay, you maybe save the full ones who may have bought on the dip. But on the other hand, you completely block all those which were invested in the stock, did read the report, believed it, and maybe they wanted to get out, but they cannot get out because the stock is suspended, you see. So, it's, you know, you're protecting some people, but you're hurting other people.
Of course, because they make, the half price and a half price, and they buy and they buy and they buy, and after they lose everything, you know. But, reaction of the small Greek investors, because they don't know very well, you know, the way the stocks are moving, and because it's, basically the cash, you know, the balance sheet is the most important to invest in some company. And in case, you know, you have a very serious allegation with your report about the balance sheet, must have a more quickly reaction. But anyway, this is my opinion, and I respect yours. It is common tactics, of course, in USA mm-hmm. to make a short some stocks in case you found some doubts. And it's very important for the Greek investors to look carefully in logistics in companies because of before they invest. Because if I understand correctly, in the first time, visit in Folly, you are wrong in the stock. You buy stocks, right? Like that in 2011, like that.
Yes, I was wrong.
With a big giant Fosun, I think it's a little suspicious of the silence of this partner. We don't even know what happened in this situation. But anyway, and after you return it in short. Right now, here in Greece, they a lot of sites, they write a lot of things about you. You're looking for a new folly. Maybe all the Greek market is a crook and all the balance sheet is problems. And, every day we're looking a lot of... And all this, you know, creates a very, very bad negative pessimism. I say the way you like, you know, climb in Greek stock market. The thing is not worth it because we have very good companies. It's nothing to do mm-hmm. like in a folly. It's a real, you're really looking for something, another short opportunity in Greece. Or maybe with a roadshow, I think you go in New York... Coming to the Greek authorities, maybe you found something to invest, maybe, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad to have the opportunity now to reiterate this. I already told this in interviews on other Greek newspapers, but of course, I always keep looking at everything, and after Folly and after Global, let's not forget Global also, I took a good look at most of the largest, the top 20 Greek companies traded mm-hmm. in the Greek Stock Exchange to see whether maybe there was another candidate. And I have to say that even though I did not look at anyone of them in depth yet, mm-hmm. I did not find anything else that was so blatant as Folly. You see what I mean? In other words, there may be some other fraudulent company, like in any market, not only the Greek market, but mm-hmm. at least at first sight, I didn't see anything that was a screaming fraud or anything like that. So if this can reassure investors about that, I don't think that what happened, the situation of Folly, should be generalized to the Greek stock market as a whole.
Because they hear a lot of companies, especially, you know, commercial companies, they hear a lot of things every day here in Greece, here and there. Mr. Greco go to attack here, Mr. Greco go to attack in another company,
like we don't tell anyone if we're about to attack anybody, you see what I mean? Like even with Folly, nobody said it before.
You're like a mishmash in Greece, you know? You're like a mishmash in Greece. And everybody, you are behind everything. You know, even companies, maybe you don't even hear about it. You know, make 9 to 20. And I say, why? Because Greco go to attack. I see this.
I would say that if you hear, you can tell to your readers that if you hear that we are planning to do something against the company, that's 100% not true, because if we're doing that, we're not going to tell anyone until we do it. We believe in the element of surprise.
I have some questions from people, the readers in a forum, and I go to pass to you on you. But before that, I'd like to ask you, now in the roadshow, you've been, Mr. Lazaridis, I think, in the New York, you know, the big, lot of big companies, Greek companies, they present you the balance sheets and all the, you know, reaction, because, you know, Greece now, we have a small stability because we have 10 years window, you know, with the negotiation is finished, you know, some days ago. And, you know, the spreads, the Greek spreads of the loan is go down and down. Today we have 6 months low. Of course, the Greek market, because of all this, is not react so well. You know, it's all doubts and very, very, very problem with liquidity. You know, we were talking yesterday, we make 15 million euro all day, if you believe it, you know. I mean, it's, you think it, in this situation, it is any very, very, you know, brave enough to go long? You found the companies, you know, they you think it's in a good, you know, opportunity to buy?
In Greece?
Yes.
Well, in general, my instincts are always value instincts. So I like to buy quality at a reasonable price. Certainly, taken as a whole, companies tend to be cheap in Greece. So my only concern would be, yeah, maybe the macro picture. But as you said, I think the situation is much more stable now than a month ago. And
that's why I asked you. That's why I asked you.
Yeah.
I found the courage to ask you something like that. You know?
And my suggestion to your readers would be to, if they want to buy anything, especially on the Greek market, to be very thorough in their personal due diligence on the companies before they buy. So not to buy only based on a suggestion or a rumor or a hint or an impulse, but to scrutinize very carefully the financial statements, to make sure that the company is audited by a Big Four and not by a never heard of before auditor, and to make sure that there are no discrepancies between cash flow and earnings. And also maybe to listen to the conference calls and to hear the management speak and to make sure that we're talking about the honest and competent management and not somebody unreputable. Given that, I don't think it's a bad time to invest. You got to invest when things are difficult, not when things are easy. So you can buy at good prices.
That's very important, because that's why, because here in Greece they say to you, they refer to you like a Mr. Short, you know, because of the poly, and I found the courage to ask you something differently, you know, and I don't know, even know the answer. I'm very happy, you know, you be, you know, maybe you give a chance, you know, in the Greek stocks. And I like to ask about my friends here, they ask me in the forum, what's the most important for you to invest in one company, even in Greece or in other countries, the cash flows, the dividend, the generous dividend, or the good administration, or maybe a combination of this?
It is not. So the dividend itself is just a capital allocation decision, and the fact that a company has a high dividend doesn't necessarily mean that it's a good investment. As I said before, there are certain circumstances where actually giving a dividend is a bad idea. For example, if the company has is overstretched and has a lot of leverage, I don't think giving a dividend is a good idea. Or if the company has a lot of opportunities to deploy cash in a high return on investment project, they should do that rather than give dividend. And the other way around, you know, there are some circumstances where you won't want the company to give dividends. So I would say the dividend is important, not so much in itself, but as an indicator of how the management think. You want management
to act. Profit also, you know, because of all this we hear about folio, you know, it's very important we have dividend, at least we know the gain is truth, you know.
No, I've seen companies that give dividends if there are frauds. It can happen. Because, you know, the companies that they keep issuing shares or keep taking bank debt or issuing bonds, and then they use a little bit of that money to give dividends. It's never very high dividend, but some dividend that is usually to make investors quiet. And it can still be a fraud, even with the dividends. So I wouldn't rely.
So it's better to have a combination with the cash flows, yes?
Yeah, you want the
positive cash flows, I mean.
Positive cash flows are very important. But again, you need to be looking at the situation, the single situation of the company. So certain companies, it's okay to see high profit but no cash flow. For example, if you're talking about a capital-intensive business, you know, like say, I don't know, a car manufacturing company or a company that's in energy. Those companies have to reinvest a lot of money and buy equipment, machineries, tools, and all that. That costs a lot of money. And so very often they can run a profit even though cash flows are zero or even negative for a while. So that's okay. The important thing is that the cash flow profile has to make sense given the type of company you're talking about. So if that is okay for an oil company, for example, it's not okay for a software company. Software companies usually don't have a lot of reinvestment opportunities, so they should be very much cash generative. And one good example was Global, that was very strange in that respect, because it was a software company, but it also was not producing any cash flows. That's very, very strange. So in that respect, I mean, it's you should tell your readers not to look for an easy solutions. There are always complex problems. So cash flow in itself is not that important, but it's important relative to the type of company and to the specific situation of the company.
We have some companies like that. I don't like to make it anomaly, and have some companies with positive cash flows and a generous dividend and go well on the stock market against the general index, because our index is a problem with the banks. Banks, they need money all the time and all the time and all the time, and zero and zero and zero, the stock holders. And that's a big problem of the Greek market.
Well, look at Amazon, for example. Amazon was cash flow negative for many, many years until the early 2000s, and then the stock went up, 200 times or something like that. So in that case, you wanted a company to keep investing because, you don't see the cash flows, but it's because they're deploying it for good projects and eventually made investors a lot of money. But there are other cases where, look at, for example, Microsoft or any of the other software companies, those companies have been cash generative for almost all of their history. And if at one point they start becoming cash flow negative without a good explanation, you better try to understand what is the explanation. Because if you don't understand it, maybe there are problems.
So it must be a combination of all of this. And also, of course, your experience in the markets, because every market has a difference, All the markets have the dark horses, like Polypoly, but also they have the good ones. And the investors, that's their jobs, to separate it and also to see the progressions, the progress, on it in every business. Another question, we have another friend here, I see, it's what can we do for the liquidity in the Greek stock market? I have a very big problem. You think maybe Greek foreigners, he asked this gentleman, these foreigners investors, maybe they're looking for a change of government in Greece and to have, some more friendly, from investors, point of view, because, the taxation is very high and also they have some not so friendly, for the investors, a lot of big projects they delay a lot. Maybe they're looking for a change of government. He asked the gentleman, he asked for you. You think this is one of the problems?
So you're asking me whether the Greek government should enact...
if it is some other government, more friendly, from the investors, maybe they make it better, the Greek stock market, and the liquidity go well. Like, the previous government in 2012 and 2015, it's better, the Greek stock market. Right now, we have very, very small liquidity. Do you think it's a problem of the politicals or just, a general problem anyway? Because the taxation is too high, about this. And also, maybe it's a problem, for a foreign investor to invest in Greece, maybe very small market, something like that. I don't know what's the problem. What you think is the problem? And the investors, they don't like to invest right now. The foreigners, investors in Greece, it's a very small market. Why is this happening?
Yes, I see what you mean. Look, I would rather not express my personal opinion on the politics of Greece. In general, it is clear to everybody that a government which is more libertarian and free market and free enterprise oriented, it's been proven over and over and again that it's usually tends to be much better for certainly for the financial markets and also for the economy as a whole. So and it's no secret that this government is very left-wing. And I leave it to the reader to check out the track record of all extreme left-wing governments for the economy or for the financial markets. That said, for the little bit that I follow the Greek situation, I don't think they have been very extreme. So in other words, the ideology is extreme, but in practice, I think at least some of the politicians that you currently have in place have proved themselves quite moderate. They didn't do anything extreme, and that's good. It could be because of the European Union. Maybe there are some other reasons. But I don't think they were as extreme as most investors were fearing. Clearly, Greece is in a tough spot, a tough situation, and I think that if they want to get out of it, there are some very painful decisions to do, and it's no secret that it will make a lot of people worse off, and some of those people are very vocal and they oppose them. But if you want a long-term solution and go back to prosperity that the Greek people deserve, some of those solutions will have to be made, and some of the privileges that many people used to enjoy have to be abandoned. It's a price, so if
so it's a matter of timing, maybe. I don't know. I hope you understand it's not my question. It's a question of friend of the forum, and I respect your answer, you know, about it. Don't like to be in the political Greece. Just it's a general idea. It's another question, if it's any interest for an American investor to invest in Greece in companies with projects, like real estate projects, like Rivalia maybe Lambda, you know, with a big project in Ellinikon here in Greece, you know, with the casino and everything. It's delay about 5 years now. Or Edge, you think any American investors, they're interesting to invest in real estate in Greece? You think this is an area interesting in the future?
Well, as some of the newspapers printed out, I was invited and attended the Greek Investment Conference here in New York last month, and I have seen very few guests this time from the U.S. And it was my first time, but I spoke to some colleagues of mine who have attended the previous years, who told me that in previous years, actually, the conference was much better. There were more people attending. So, truthfully, I don't think that the investment, at least from American side, into the Greek market is very aggressive right now. Like it's people are not looking at this market with sufficient interest. On the other hand, things can change.
It's understandable. It's understandable.
Things can change very quickly.
Maybe it's a more hedge fund. I mean, it's not the you would not have a BB. I think minus from Standard & Poor's and Fitch. They will have very very low. To invest. For a more serious funds to invest in our country, unfortunately, and I understand it's very understandable. We hope in the future this is to change and to find a solution, in a problem with the financial sector, basically, we have in the banks, because maybe our banks, they need another capitalization, injection of capital, and this is maybe a reason why it's very skeptical, the investors from abroad. I'd like to ask you something for the finale. I see in Folly, you close your short position, if I understand correctly. And some people, they ask me, okay, close the short position, Mr. Greco, in the 7 euros, something like that. Now the stock is out of you know, negotiation. What do you think going to happen in the future? Going to be again in the negotiation? Going to change, like some people say, with the Chinese leadership in the position of Mr. Koutsoulitsos? If you still read the thing of this stack, maybe it's very interesting to hear from you your opinion, you know.
Yes. Well, first of all, I can neither confirm nor deny that we exited the position. We never comment on our positions. Okay, this is a matter of policy.
Okay. Just you would hear something like that. We don't know. Okay.
I cannot confirm it. But I would say that it's very speculative to predict the future in this kind of situations. In my experience, in this kind of cases, usually the stock never trades again. But it doesn't mean that it's the case now. And in this specific case, it depends on the extent of the audit when they manage to complete it. If it comes out that the company is insolvent, so there isn't enough cash to pay the creditors, then usually what happens is it goes into administration. All the assets are eventually put for sale to pay back the auditors and the employees of the company. Typically, there is nothing left for shareholders, and whoever is holding the stock is looking at the total loss. If, on the other hand, the audit has a surprisingly positive result and there is more money than the market expects, you know, then there is a chance that it keeps trading again. But again,
because
it's
your own, the company owns some money. I think it's 400 million, I don't know, 200 million. I mean, you know, they have a loan, you know, and maybe the loan, you know, is before the stockholders. I don't know even know if this company coming again in the previous, you know, again in the stock market, the Greek stock market. We don't know about that. Eh? We don't know yet, I mean.
Well, listen, they usually, and again, I'm speculating here, but the auditors and whoever is taking the decision, even the regulators, will look at the company and will see, okay, now that we can trust the books, hopefully, they will see that if the company is unprofitable and is really not generating any cash and doesn't have any hope of generating any cash in the future, it means that it's essentially a bankrupted entity. That being the case, it cannot keep functioning.
Back,
So they will liquidate it. They will take all whatever cash they find and whatever liquid assets they'll find and use it to pay back bondholders and the banks and employees, by the way, as well. In that kind of scenario, equity holders don't get anything and the stock doesn't trade anymore.
Because this is the case right now, we speak about Mr. Drakatis, you know, here who have a, you know, the law coming, you know, in the place of Mr. Koutsoulitsos, have a very, very serious matter of the, you know, the firms they represent, you know, like Duty Free and another firm like Nike, maybe lose this, you know, representatives in Greece. So in case this is happening, I think you don't have this profitability, like you say, you know, for the rest of the company. So it's very difficult to survive, yes?
Yes. I mean, if our feeling is correct, yes, it could be that, you know, maybe there are some surprising assets that that nobody knew about or something, or maybe somebody is interested in buying the brand and buying the whatever is of Folly as a going concern, then maybe there can be a different outcome. But I would... You know, personally, I wouldn't touch the shares, but this is just personal.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you. I just like to ask about that. I agree with you. I never go to maybe, you know, for another leadership, but even so, I think it's the most important thing for a company is the trust. And now, in this case, we lost the trust. So it is very difficult to, for my opinion, of course, to recover. For me, I like to congratulate you, you know, because you found the damage Apple. It's helped for us, you know, it's helped for us because they give us, you know, to what we're looking to, must to avoid, not only what we have to invest, but what to avoid. And I like to finish this very interesting conversation with a wish from me and to give you the, to say what you like to say for the finale. You found the damage Apple, you found maybe a deep, you know, a value, a hidden value in the future, and you are not Mr. Short, but the correct, you know, investor in the future, because right now you are like, you know, everybody afraid, you are something mythical. I think it is good because you discovered this. From my point of view, for the Greek investors, And we hope in the future you found not only damaged Apple, but you found a deep value to invest in Greece.
Yes, I mean, I'd like to catch the opportunity. Number one, that I have a personal fondness for Greece and for the Greek people in general. And I think that even though this is a difficult situation, I think the country has a bright future ahead. And, and you know, to always look with skepticism before you buy a company and never to believe whatever management says at face value. Clearly, the management has an interest in portraying a better picture than reality most of the times. And I think, yes, Greek investors should be protected since they already lost a lot of money because of the crisis. You know, many people had their savings wiped out. And many people lost their pension, and many people lost their job. There was a lot of unemployment, and so I was, and I would like people to understand very well that even though some of the people get hurt when we do these active short operations, the balance is positive because these fraudulent companies usually act like a pyramid. In other words, in order to survive, they keep to issue more shares and issue more debt. So if you let them survive, more and more people get sucked into the pyramid scheme, and the pyramid eventually is destined to collapse because it's based on fake numbers. So the sooner you put an end to them, the better. And so the people that were holding the stock obviously got hurt, but you never hear from the people that could have bought the stock but did not buy it because we made an intervention. You see?
You know, the other point of view here in Greece, we say we have capital control. We passed, you know, 10 years now of a very, very negative, you know, point of view financially speaking. And the companies, they survive, and they even, you know, give dividends, and they survive. They are profitable right now. They could survive in every scenario, because if they survive with closed banks for 1-2 months in 2015, they survive with capital control. We survive in so much, you know, depression. Why not survive in a reaction, you know, of the economy, whatever happened, and to be the leaders in the new era?
Absolutely. Completely agree.
So in these companies, we must to take a look. We know who they are. They are not many. They are a little bit, you know. They give
and
business,
also, like,
they have cash flows, a good administration.
Can I ask you to send our appeal to your readers? That if anybody has any, you know, strong suspicion on a Greek company being, any company, not only Greek, any company being a suspected fraud, to please contact us. There is an email address
on
our website.
Of course.
An email, and we will be happy to investigate it.
No, it's very important because it's one kind of, you know, activism this, you know, to make for the stocks, to look around to see not only who is the correct ones, but what is the crooked ones. Because the way the crooked ones go out of the stock market, the correct ones go to be better, you know. And we know for best, I think it's very important to know for good where to invest and why. And this is one kind of opportunity, you know, you give and ask, because it's not only in Greece. You remember Parmalat, I think you name it in the past. Yeah. So it's not only the Greek stock market happened this, but in another markets also.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Gabriel Greco.
You're
very welcome.
Here
today. It is, you know, very big honor and opportunity for us. And I wish to have you again soon.
Can you send me a link to the interview once you publish?
Of course. The administration, Mr. Michal, is going to send you a link with all the conversation we have. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye from Athens.
Bye-bye. Kalispera. Bye-bye.